You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monte 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. No, that didn't work. The Roadcaster thing did not work.
It didn't? Okay.
No, it did not. I'm sorry.
Dirty 1430. That's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Because we have the mighty 1290.
Right.
You know, we've got dozens and dozens of watts, you know, with, you know, 1290. Well, two dozen watts. Anyway, and then so I thought, well, we need something for the, you know, 1430. So I thought, well, the Sturdy 1430, it's up there with like 1,000 watts. So it's like, you know. And a little inside bitter inside humor, ladies and gentlemen. Bitter inside humor. One of my stations. Anyway, special guest Dolph Santorine. He is running for the Republican Party nomination for District 4, House of Delegates, West Virginia. And right before the break, he was talking about the first thing that he was going to do after he understands the lay of the land, which is very smart, is he is going to change the way health care is provided for us here in the Northern Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an overview.
How it's regulated.
Well, still, that's going to...
The end result will be an improvement.
Which is what my listeners care about.
Right. Because
let me set up the segment here. I'm talking directly to the listeners here. They don't care about how it's regulated. They want to know what's in it for me. What's in it for the listeners is you're going to get better health care. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Now, if you hadn't interrupted me, I would have done exactly that. Well, let me tell you about how the regulations are better. Nobody gives a rat's ass. But this is important. So give us an overview first about this thing and then why the listeners should care.
Basically, you know, in days past, they decided they wanted to regulate. The argument was that healthcare is atypical, and it's not really affected by market forces. So basically, a bunch of bureaucrats with bad comb-overs decided that they needed to regulate it. Mm-hmm. And that's what the certificate of need. And I think the biggest thing is, well,
certificate,
you can't have
certificate of need. Define that for my listeners.
And the certificate of need was there to regulate healthcare, allegedly to reduce costs. And what it's ended up doing is actually the opposite. It's increased costs and it's restricted things. For example, you can't just go out and get a CAT scanner. You know, if Wheeling Hospital decides they need a second CAT scanner, they can't go get one.
Are you kidding me?
Dead serious. They have to get approval and a certificate of need in order to add a CAT scanner.
Not even a CAT scanner? What's a CAT scanner cost?
Oh, big money. Lots of money. But that's not the issue.
Right.
The issue is free market.
Yeah.
The issue is they should be able to end up making the decision on whether they can afford it and keep it busy enough. All right. And so instead, we've got people who need to go for MRIs and CAT scans because they're regulated by somebody downstate who doesn't understand that you really, when you don't feel well, you don't want to get up at 2:30 in the morning to go have a CAT scan because some bureaucrat with a bad comb over is only allowing us to have one in the Northern Panhandle. And that's a very simple description of the problem, but that's it.
All right.
This is regulation where there shouldn't be regulation.
My guess is, and you tell me, because you're the, you know, the Renaissance man and all this kind of stuff, and I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone here while listening to Johnny O in the background. My guess is that the hospitals that we have right now throughout West Virginia actually like that because it prevents competition. Dimitri can't open Dimitri's hospital with CAT scan. I can't just open it and take my chances and offer whatever. My guess is the present system, even though they have to get permission from some bureaucrat in Charleston, actually likes that because that way they can control eliminate competition.
Well,
you roll your eyes.
Sort of.
Okay.
And then there's a hospital system in Ohio, which, you know, we're sitting here in Ohio right now, and I'm looking at West Virginia. I mean, it's really close.
I'm sorry about not being clean. But it actually works better because when the sun comes up, that doesn't burn the retinas of my guest's eyes. So it's
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's actually because a good thing. We're looking this way instead of looking over this way like we did before.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Ohio. Availability, you know, We've got panhandles in West Virginia, which means you can end up going to other states.
Yep.
And then the revenue goes to other states. And the other problem, I mean, you know, we ended up dealing with this when we had a tort reform issue problem in the past, and doctors were leaving like crazy.
Yep.
I mean, I remember when my wife's OBGYN ended up moving out of West Virginia. And it wasn't due to this issue. It was due to other issues that came out of the legislature
the
that
lawsuits.
Ended up affecting.
It was all the lawsuits.
Oh, it was the lawsuits. Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Why we got some of the best, and this is not a goof, this is for real. We have some of the best attorneys, trial lawyers, mm-hmm. in the nation in West Virginia. People don't understand that. They really do. Part of that is because...
Should I say ambulance chaser?
Well, no. I actually have a lot of respect for them. But I think one reason why we have so many is because for so long, it was so profitable for trial attorneys to go after doctors and hospitals and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of times they deserved it. But a good example from what you're saying, I think is a good example, is what's happening right now in Ohio. Right across the river, you've got Trinity that has opened a place in St. Clairsville. You've got another one coming in somewhere. I forget now where. The growth, it seems, for healthcare in the Valley is on the Ohio side.
Yeah,
because they don't have that certificate of need. I'm guessing.
Right.
I certainly
and that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Wheeling Hospital has to go downstate and beg for permission from somebody who's never run a hospital for an expansion that they want to do. Listen, let the marketplace decide.
Sure.
And we've already watched what happens when the marketplace decide, right, wrong, or indifferent with East Ohio.
Right.
All right.
Right.
And the same thing. You know, we
More
live
choice.
In a market economy, and the market economy makes way better decisions than anyone can down
My listeners are the ones who are going to be making the decisions. That's what a market economy is. That means you get to make the decision about where you want to go for your health care or much of anything else. And the present system, it's not you, the listener, who make that choice, but some bureaucrat in Charleston making that choice in West Virginia. You eliminate them and let the listeners make their decisions about what hospitals they want to go to and wherever. The good ones will survive and thrive, and the bad ones will wither and die.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and the whole regulation thing. Sometimes I had a haircut recently, and I went in, and you know, the woman who cuts my hair just recently had to send a few hundred dollars downstate. And it's like...
For what?
Her license. You have to have a license to
really?
Do that. Did you know that? And you think you... Because she sends $200 or $300
I'm looking at a licensed haircut?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a, ladies and gentlemen on Facebook, Facebook live stream, move the microphone over. That is a West Virginia license haircut. That's what a license will get you in West Virginia. Right there. My God, kill me.
But do you think I got a better haircut because she has a license? Probably
I wouldn't know
not.
Because you've got hair, but my guess is probably not. All right, what's the second thing you're going to do?
That means you're more distinguished than I am.
I've got more. So what's the second thing you're going to do there? Second most important thing.
A lot of it ends up coming down to just, you know, tax reduction.
What kind of tax reduction? Do you want to eliminate eliminate the real estate tax in West Virginia? Because that's a big issue now in Ohio and other parts of the country.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to eliminate the real estate tax in West Virginia, Dolph Center?
Well, let's talk about, you know, Morsi allegedly...
I didn't hear it.
I want to eliminate. I never met a tax I like.
Still haven't heard a yes.
I want to eliminate as many taxes as possible.
Still haven't heard a yes. So let's try
you
again.
You want to know
Take
about
two.
The real estate
Are
tax.
You going to eliminate? Because that's the forever tax in West Virginia.
It's
Are
the forever
going?
Tax anywhere. It's why you don't own your property.
Exactly.
You kind of rent it from the
You're
state.
You're making my point. So
I am making your point.
Do you want to eliminate it?
I need to talk about the framework that's happened first, then we can come back and talk about real estate second.
All right.
Does that make any sense?
Not really, Morrissey but go ahead.
Morrissey wanted to knock down our income tax by 10%. We got 5.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason we got 5 is because lack of focus and lack of the legislature needs to have a laser focus on what they're doing and what ends up making the biggest difference at the kitchen table of people in West Virginia. And 5% was good. Don't get me wrong. 10% is better. All right, and completely eliminating it
still,
is better
still,
yet.
Still waiting.
And knocking it down. Yeah, I know. you know, obviously that one's not on the table yet, but that one will be on the table. There are certain services that we still need to have. And sometimes my friends who are further right than I am, you know, there's some things the government I wish did better with our tax dollars, like roads.
You are struggling with this. It wasn't a trick question. It wasn't a trick question.
But the problem is, I've looked at income taxes in West Virginia, and I really haven't done a deep dive on the property taxes. Do I think they ought to be less or eliminated? Yeah, believe me. And eliminated. You want to hear one of the biggest ones?
Eliminated. You are saying that you do want to eliminate the real estate tax in West Virginia. Yes,
yeah,
or
but
no?
It's not going to happen all at once, Dimitri.
Absolutely. I'm not asking that. I'm asking if you want to eliminate it.
Do you know what we do in West Virginia? We double tax the people on property, on real estate tax. If you own a Class 4 property, okay, double tax.
What? I don't understand what that means.
Class 4 property is a rental.
A rental,
right.
Yeah.
Do you know who pays that? It's not the landlord. I own lots of rentals, and I don't pay that.
How do you pay?
I charge it to my tenants.
What's the tax twice? The two taxes.
It's double taxation. So if you have a rental property in West Virginia,
yeah. The
real estate tax is double. And guess what? Landlords don't pay that. They charge it to the tenants. So the people who are least able in West Virginia, all right, to end up affording it are double taxed.
If you have a 1 acre one acre piece of ground,
yep.
If I have a 1 acre piece of ground, okay. I put in a single family home, my taxes, let's just say, are $500.
Right.
But if that is a rental, the taxes automatically become $1,000.
Correct.
Apples to apples.
Apples to apples.
Seriously.
Dead seriously.
I've heard of this.
And guess what? Landlord doesn't pay it.
Well, of course. Yeah.
He passes it right onto the tenant.
You're going to try to eliminate that as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. It's all nuts.
Right. Okay.
It's nuts. We are attacking the people. It's regressive. We're attacking the people who are least able to afford it.
Yeah, no question. Also, full disclosure, you're a big property owner, apartment buildings,
Monoceros Properties.
Okay.
Monoceros Properties.
And
guess what? I'm gonna get accused of all kinds of things during the election, but you know.
Why?
Oh, sure. It's really easy to hang a term like slumlord on somebody.
You have do you own slums?
No.
Why would they say that?
I own some my measure, okay? And you know, we all started somewhere, right? If I was in my early 20s and I wouldn't have lived there, I won't rent it. But I think the important distinction is if my tenants call and they have a problem, I have somebody there, and I have somebody there almost right away.
How many units do you have?
A little north of 300 doors.
That's great. That's pretty. I mean, it seems impressive to me.
My wife did that.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. So, but that's still pretty good there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm involved, but yeah. It's my wife's thing, and the key thing is we respond to problems, you know, and it's
what's
been
the biggest problem for a landlord in Wheeling, West Virginia. What's the biggest problem you have?
The quality of the tenants have changed.
How so?
Well, it's a societal issue, and I don't know exactly how to put my finger on it.
Give me an example. More druggies?
Yeah. Well,
a lot more
one
druggies?
Of the reasons we stopped taking HUD, because what will happen is
Section 8s?
Yeah. My baby
the worst.
Mama comes
the worst.
Baby mama comes in from Cleveland. Right, moves in with a child, and that's not a problem. The problem is boyfriend moves in, and boyfriend is a drug dealer from Cleveland.
Of course,
and that's where it all goes downhill.
Wow.
And then they scare everybody else out of the building.
Sure.
And then I've got other problems.
How do you have to evict her because she got her boyfriend to move in, or how does that work?
There's a process. You go through lease violation. So we notify the tenant.
Yeah.
He's not a tenant.
Right.
Right. He's just conducting business out of the back room when there's a kid running around in diapers, which I find incredibly offensive.
Wow.
And
diapers?
So we
find diapers offensive?
No.
Oh, the drug dealing. Okay, I was going to say.
Dealing drugs when you've got a child in the house.
Oh,
offensive.
Okay, now I understand.
Very offensive.
I thought it was the diapers. You got a problem with diapers.
Hey, come on. You're talking to a guy who fired a warning shot at a drug dealer in my driveway.
Get out. Seriously?
Yeah.
When?
When my son was at the depths of his addiction. My son was an addict for a while.
We're going to talk about that. More with our very special guest, Dolph Santorin. He is running for the Republican nomination for District 4 House of Delegates in West Virginia. And full disclosure, he is an advertiser on these great radio stations. He is not a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC. More with him in just a bit. Later on, we're also going to be talking about Channel 7 and 9 and the clown shows that both of them seem to be, plus Dimitri Graffiti.